Well, Lord, we thank you for your word, for what a gift you've given us, and Lord, just your written word. Lord, I pray that as you tell us that we would treasure it, and we would hide it, and we would keep it in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that it keeps us from error. It's truth. Lord, Holy Spirit, you always lead us in truth. You're our teacher. Come on, in Jesus' name. All right. Kind of topic I've been on in my mind, and just the Lord kind of connecting dots for me is, and then how I've kind of have separated it some in my mind, and the Lord just kind of reconnecting things about the gifts and the callings of the gifts and the works of the Holy Spirit, and how they're not different at all from just Christ and Christ living in us, right? Just thinking of these scriptures earlier today, this is out of Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of Jesus. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the world. He is the radiance of his glory. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his nature, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat at the right hand of the majesty on high. Over in Colossians 2, Colossians also, in chapter 1, it says of Jesus that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Really cool verses. This is in Colossians 3, because this is talking about, last week we talked about God's desire for all of us in Christ is that work that's continually conforming us into the image of Christ, right? The image of his Son. It says this about this this renewal or this transformation that takes place. This is in Colossians chapter 3. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and you put on the new self, who is being renewed or renovated to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free man, but Christ is all and in all. So we see this work here, speaking of Jesus, these two verses, being there in creation when man was created or when everything was created, that he was actively involved in. As a matter of fact, Colossians, it says that through him or in him, actually that word is in Christ, all things were created. That I've heard somebody say it, and it's pretty good, kind of sums it up in a little bit, because Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power, that God thinks it, Jesus speaks it, and the Holy Spirit does it. Okay? They've always worked together. That's the reason we can't separate them when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit that we have. We talked about that last week. That part of what the Holy Spirit, Paul talks about that in Galatians, that Jesus, the promise of Abraham, is the one who gives the Holy Spirit, right? That this work that you see, beginning of creation, that when man was created in his image, in the likeness and image of God, that the image he created them in was Christ back then, right? And when Jesus used to come, which I believe it was him, because when he, after, you know, Adam fell, and it says, they heard God walking in the cool of the garden, right? And God is everywhere. You know, God is everywhere. But Jesus explained it. Jesus came to show who God is. He's always been. We know that, which I really believe that was one of those times in the Old Testament where you see Jesus, right? That he was walking with men. And so we know that Jesus came to restore what Adam lost, and that's what he lost. He lost fellowship with God. He lost that walking in the garden. Because the presence of God is now there. He comes to restore that. So as we're learning about, which I really believe is important, as we're moving in this time that God's doing, because there's just going to be a greater increase and a greater release of the Spirit of God, the power of God, the works, the the works of the Holy Spirit. You know, we read those verses last week where Paul says in Romans that I will speak anything to you except what Christ has accomplished through me in signs and wonders and power, right? And then he says just so many different places you seek, and this is in 2 Corinthians 13 where he talks about you seek the proof of the Christ who speaks in me. So we know that's part of our life, is that we're in Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And it's the very life of Jesus in me, and I'm in union with him, and he's always conforming us into that image that was from there at creation, which is Christ's likeness. And the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit are there for the reason of, again, making that real to me. Taking the things of Christ, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, taking that and then making that real to me. Or in my experience, I get to experience it. Okay? That's the reason it's so important to me, where the Lord's kind of connecting these things, that when we're learning about the gifts and we're operating in the gifts, once again, to understand that it's a person, right? It's not just a thing you've been given. You've been kind of given a talent or gift. No, yeah, in a sense, that's true, but it's a person. When Peter prayed for this guy named Aeneas, and he said, called his name out, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Then there's another person that he prays for right after that. He doesn't use those exact words. And then, you know, he says the blind guy in Acts chapter 3, when he's begging for money, and he says, you know, silver or gold I don't have, but in the name of Jesus Christ, walk. So we see that played out. Where was it, Peter healing him or Jesus? Well, it was Jesus, right? Jesus through Peter, by the power of the Holy Spirit, performing signs and wonders and him getting healed. Same thing that Jesus did when he was walking the earth. We talked about that it was, Jesus said, it's not me who's doing it, but the Father is doing his works in me. So once again, there you have the Trinity at work. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, working in union together. They never work separate. They always work together. And even though Jesus was 100% God, he was also 100% man. And he walked on earth as man, yet he was still 100% God. That's a mystery. Can't understand that one. Even when we get to heaven, we'll probably still not understand it. But you see that. And that doesn't stop. The reason I'm saying that, because that continues on. Now, it's the same Jesus that lived then, lives now, in us, in you and me, right? We're talking about this other night, and we're talking about healing with a guy, and he was talking about this guy was, you know, praying for this guy and wondering why that particular person wasn't healed, but he said, you know, the same God who healed, you know, is also the same God who's sovereign enough to allow this to happen and also sovereign enough to just let it continue, you know, in other words. And I was thinking that, and I said, yeah, but the biblical model is healing, right? That Jesus healed them. Well, what I'm saying that to say, because I think one of the biggest heresies that's ever entered into the church, only been around about 120-something years, always remember this, if you get this down in you, if it's new, it's not true, and if it's true, it's not new, right? But some kind of new doctrine that's coming up is not true. Because if it hadn't been there for 2,000 years, then it cannot be true. And part of that doctrine, now Paul said at the end of time, there's going to be doctrines of demons that happen, that come. And the doctrine of the demon is to minimize the work of the Holy Spirit or the work of God. Right? Y'all, the Holy Spirit is what makes all of it work. I mean, right? We got to have that. You can't even receive the gift. You can't even, like the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit fell on them, that's what happened. Was God came to live in the man. So I can't have Christ in me apart from the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, just like it's always been, the power of God working in me, that Jesus does it through the power of the Holy Spirit within me. So it's still going on. The Jesus then is still the same Jesus now that still does the same stuff that he's always done in and through me. He just needs my permission to be who he is. So I can't dismiss the gifts of the Spirit because that's who he is. It's all of who Jesus is, right? Because he says he gave gifts to men. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, all of that's in there, right? It's a big pot, all of it in there, then that's all the gifts are in there too. All the works. Power, so if Jesus, it's Jesus Christ that heals, Paul said, it's all these powers, then it's Jesus Christ who does it all. It's him who speaks through me, it's him who prophesies, it's him who does everything, right? So it just amazes me how the enemy has kind of, the doctrine, I believe, has separated the two. Where you got this group is all about Christ-likeness and character, which is all about character and, you know, bearing the fruit of character, you know. And then over here you got the gifts of the Spirit and trying to operate in them. And there's this, like, division when it's all the same. Right? We can't let that happen to us, right? We're not a group of people who come together as a body of Christ to be entertained, to have special music and somebody preaching, and we're like, hey, that's cool, I've been entertained today. The message was good or not good. No, you're the body of Christ that has been baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, where his gifts are released in you for the edification and the building up of the church, which says, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body until we all mature into that image we talked about in Ephesians chapter 4, to a mature man, the fullness of the stature, it says, which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Right? So the transformation that you and I go through into Christ's likeness by the power of the Holy Spirit is both individual and corporate. God is conforming me into the image of Christ in my relationship with him, but also in my relationship to the body, to you. And so we grow individually Christ-likeness, and we grow corporately into Christ-likeness. And you are a great part of that, right? Because you help your brothers and sisters grow in the Lord. You're given gifts, and you're functioning gifts. What 1 Corinthians 12 is all about, how God's placed them in there, you in the body and different things. So that your particular, don't get caught up into, because I'm not this, I'm not an eye, or I'm not a hand, right? If this is the body, every part of it is Christ, right? If I'm Christ, this is all my body parts. My thumb is just as much of me as my toe, right? So you've been placed in the body for that purpose to yes and amen what God's called you to do, and let God use you in the body of Christ to help that grow.
Amen.
You can't be an end. You can't, if I cut my finger off, it's just, we know that, it's just going to rot and die, right? But don't cut it off. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Let the Lord connect these dots with you, right? There's just a move, but we're in the last days. We're in this revival that we've been talking about so long. It is here. It's not coming. It's here. We're part of that. And the whole COVID thing has been, there's a spiritual dynamic, demonic thing behind it to separate and divide the body of Christ, right? There's never been a greater time when we need to come together. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago, and we still don't get it. Like a kingdom divided itself won't stand. And for 2,000 years, we've been dividing ourselves against each other, right? That's for a whole other day. Anyway, we're here. You are containers of the very presence of God, of the triune God, with all the power, all the gifts, everything that he's given, right? So own it. Plug into that, right? Let God activate those things within you. Your gifts and callings of God are irrevocable, right? They never stop. The Lord never retracts those or take those away. They're always there. He's just ready to release that in his power, right? Conforming you into that image.